My name is Creature.
Creature, how long have you been here in New Orleans?
I've been in New Orleans since March 1st. I've been in the Gulf since January 1st.
And what have you been doing?
Working with Common Ground here in New Orleans. Started out here at St. Mary's and worked mainly on Desire Street. Got at all the houses on Desire. And then moved over to Mid-City, was working with the Workers' Cooperative and the Mechanics Bay. Then I went to Iberville and worked at Iberville, which was also Mid-City, painting and fixing up the public schools, which still hadn't been gutted almost a year later. Now we're working with rebuilding. I'm starting up this thing with my friend Don Paul called Rebuild Green, and we're building houses out of recycled materials that should be able to withstand up to a Category 5. They're going to be on an 8-foot base, on a higher base, and should be much more practical for this area. It's been a lot of work.
So where were you before you came here?
Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. And tell us more about the rehabbing of the schools. How many schools did you work on?
I worked on 4 myself. The entire collective redid 11 schools. It was a lot of work, just amazing that they hadn't been touched. There was a lot of just mismanagement in the public schools, and you know, they would save books covered with black mold and then decide they need to throw them out, which they obviously did. Just a lot of different stuff that needed to be done. But it's gotten done. The schools are opening up and people are coming back, which is encouraging. I think we'd like to hit more of the libraries and just get more, you know, public services up. This is a city. It should be trying to become a normal city, you know, and I'm hoping that it will. Unfortunately, I'm just one person. So, you know, we need volunteers. If we can get more volunteers down here, we still need them. The job is still not done.
So where did the $107 billion go from the feds? Why wasn't any of this used for the schools?
That's a really good question. What I've seen down here a lot is dishonest contractors, mismanagement, just a lot of bungling. If the money's there, we need it. There's absolutely no reason with that kind of money all the schools shouldn't be open.
Someone once said that if everybody was given the money that they wanted to rebuild New Orleans, it would take about 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, my estimates on rebuilding New Orleans is 5 to 10 years at least. I'm hoping that we'll use more green technology, though, and we'll look more at the practical side of things, that this is a floodplain, and rebuilding should always take that in mind, that, you know, you can't trust the levees, you can't trust the government. What you need to do is trust yourself, rebuild on practical, looking at the fact that it may flood again, and repairing the wetlands. That's a project I haven't been involved with, but a lot of my friends are, and that's really, this is probably the only example of destruction of wetlands actually contributing to the destruction of an entire city. That was our sponge that absorbed the storm surge in the past, and it's gone now, because mainly because of oil exploration and the channeling they've done has destroyed so much wetlands, there's no sponge left to absorb that.
So how is the wetlands a buffer between the destruction and the people of New Orleans?
Well, in the past, say 100 years ago, there was 100 miles more wetlands. So when a hurricane came in, the storm surge would hit the bayou and the wetlands first, and it would act as a sponge, absorbing most of that force. Now the storm surge comes right through, and of course is going to overwhelm the levees. You know, besides the fact wetlands house birds and help the environment and are just basically a good thing, rebuilding them should be good for everybody, including hunters, you know, outdoorsmen. Everybody should be for it.
Listen, thank you very much.
Yeah.